Hey, what's up, guys? This is the VIP Podcast. In a moment.
Underneath the bridge, top has sprung a leak, and the animals I've trapped have all become my pets.
Hey guys, welcome to the VFP Podcast. Here I am jumping in week 16, right in the middle of the playoffs for both leagues. And I know, you know, I know I haven't been here in a while. But there's just been, you know, something in the way. Just can't mentally get past certain things, you know, I've been playing football. I myself have been playing football. That's right. I'm on a new team since last year, 2023. In May, I joined a flag football team. So I'm one of those guys now. One of those guys, you open up your fantasy app, go ahead, do it. See all those guys on there. You know, looking at you with their stats and stuff. And that's me now. So... not only do I play, but I'm also playing in tournaments, making interceptions. So that's what I've been doing. It's been hindering my, you know, I just do it once a week, but that once a week is normally when I would, you know, do the podcast. So I've just been a little bit lazier this year, but you guys have been having fun. It looks like you got the two leagues going on, but I will do a little recap here for you now. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Got Christmas coming up. I just finished a breakfast BLT sandwich. It's actually, I call it the LGBT sandwich. Lettuce, guacamole, bacon, and tomato, which definitely had me questioning why I didn't use mayo, because that guacamole did not sit right on there. Just didn't work out. To the games. We got in their standard league playoffs. My son, his first year, the Shark Packers, is going to be facing off against the Colorado Fire Dogs. And I'm looking at the stats right now. They are, they're not bad. First of all, both of these playoffs teams, Rex Kwando and Shark Packers, are both the 8-6 records. They were the underdogs beating out the Missouri Mules and the Legion of Doom 9-5 records. And they're facing off against two great teams that are 11-3 records right now. So Shark Packers are estimated to be the underdog here just by a couple percent. Colorado Fire Dogs, they're on fire every year. Some would say it's because they are good at football. Some say it's because they don't have anything else to do. Some would say that they cheat. So pick one of those three items. I'd give equal probability to each of those if I were you. Do a weighted average calculation and figure out what motivates Joey. So Joey's in here facing off against my son. So the question is, do you want to beat a first-time kid? And if you do beat him, what does that mean? Do you go around saying that you beat a seven-year-old kid that, you know, updated his roster? He did update his roster by himself and, you know, took advice from me, obviously. He was doing it all on his own, and he's really excited to be in the playoffs. Yeah, every time I talk to him, he's talking about this and that and Rashi Rice and why can't he not have Pacheco from Glinda's Glad? Glinda's Glad goes silent when I talk about Pacheco. You know, would be a nice Christmas gift for Shark Packers, but She doesn't want to do any kind of trading there. So that's fine. You know, that's fine. She doesn't cross borders too often into the Forbes side, but that's what we've known from Glinda pretty much. Shark Packers, if you beat him, you beat a 7-year-old. If you don't beat him, he goes on to his first and only VFB championship, similar to his dad back in VFB 1, winning the entire league first season. So I'm not surprised he's fallen in my footsteps there. He's had amazing points the last 5 weeks, it looks like. Well over 120, mostly in the 140s. I'm just going to pull up the Colorado Fire Dogs here to see what their last few games have been like as well. And he's been doing quite a bit of trade. Oh, we've got not quite as consistent over that 140 mark the last five games, but there's been a 130 in there, a 111, a 123, and an absolute blowout of the Puppy Collector in week 13, 173 points, which is the highest, one of the highest points I think we had in the entire league. Yep, that was the highest score all season in the Standard League was from the Fire Dogs there in week 13. So he's coming in hot. He's got Justin Herb. Justin Herb isn't doing too well anymore. I think he might be out actually. He's got Jonathan Tay. He's got which is JTT. He's got CeeDee Lamb.
You see the lamb?
Boom, baby. The Forbes clan is all over the playoffs world this week.
Jesse's right.
Oh, okay. I never expected to be here. Well, that's not true. I did expect to be here.
Okay. All right, guys, stop. If you wanted to be part of the podcast, then you should have spoken up. All right. So, Joe.
Legion of Doom will prevail.
Okay. That's plenty. Plenty of that. Good one.
I'm excited for him to face off against my son, the Shark Packers, Oliver Forbes. We also have Rick Squando rising up the ladder. Now, that guy, ever since he had his back problems, he's been just absolutely going insanely crazy in the fantasy football arena. He comes in prepared every single week. He comes in knowing his stuff. He's sitting on the couch, you know, not doing a whole lot of anything else, but he is now adopted the mindset from last year. I hope his back's doing better this year, but he's taken that fantasy football mindset and bringing it into 2023 all the way into 2024. He was an underdog at 8-6. He's facing off against the Agefield Buccaneers. I'll take a quick gander back at Rex Quando's stats here. If you look at Rex Quando 2023 season, we have got the last five games. Yeah, he's banging it out this last week against the Missouri Mules. Missouri Mules did not do very well, even though they beat the Shark Packers really, really bad in week 14. But this last week, to get himself to the semifinals, Rex Quando has gotten 154 points with the likes of a phenomenal performance from running back James Cook and otherwise just very solid performance across the line. James Connor, running back for the Cardinals, Amari Cooper, Browns wide receive, and then you've got just a strong receivers all around for him. So he's looking good. He was not looking good in the weeks before that necessarily. He's building off his previous wins earlier in the season, but for example, he had a couple of sub 100 pointies in the last week 12 and week 13 against the Dogs as well as the Legion of Doom. So I'm excited to see what he does then in the semifinals, but that's going to be the real underdog fight that we're going into. Speaking of, we got the Agefield Buccaneers. She's playing quarterback Jake Browning. She got Alvin Kamara on there, an oldie but a goodie, not as good as he used to be. Travis Kelce, of course. So she's buying into the Taylor Swift stuff a little bit. I know she's done tight ends, really, really good tight end strategies in the past, but she's only got the one tight end celebrating him for his Taylor Swift junk. So Becca is celebrating Travis Kelce for his junk with Taylor Swift and all the stuff going on there, all that junk.
This is not appropriate. Don't you ever do that again.
All right, Dads, Brads, and Chads, looking over to the Premier League. Mark Seal, of course, is not in the playoffs for the Standard League this year, but he is making a statement in the Premier League with his new team, the Face Melters.
Woo! Oh, buddy.
Yeah. So I wish both teams good luck. I would like to put, I would like to get a championship mug out there for an underdog, as I do every year. But if a champion wins it, so be it, you know? Joe forfeited his championship mug last year to the true champion, Marksville. We have got a heck of a face-off against the Face Melters. We'll be going up against the Kansas Redlegs. Dad here is an underdog at 7-6 record, but still somehow made it into the playoffs.
You gotta be kidding me.
Now here you have four teams in the playoffs of 10 teams, so it's a little bit more probable.
Dad really does suck.
But Dad's got Mahomes on his team, and Face Melters has just got a whole lot of love. A lot of Jordan love, that is. Face Melters is projected to win this one at 251-238. Dad does have Tyreek Hill. Unfortunately, Tyreek's coming off an injury there, but he's not going to do a whole lot. Probably going to be in his head quite a bit. You know how they do, and not really give you those nasty, stanky points at the top there when they're watching out for themselves. So I'm not looking good for Dad for his very first potential VFB championship title. This may be the first time he's been in a championship game ever in the last 7 years. But it's looking like the Face Melters are gonna take this. We'll see. Looking back at the Standard League, we also have the B-Team Championship heading our way. We have the semifinals for the B-Team Championship now. That is the Brooklyn Nine. Finally, I'm in a B-Team race. You know, I've always been in the playoffs. That's been my problem. Always in the playoffs, never in the Bs. But now I'm in the Bs, facing off against the old Pam's Peaceful Peeps, since she's got Mahomes there. And I'm going to try out Tommy DeVito. I don't like the storyline. I don't like the whole gabagamoosh. It's just not funny. Also in the playoffs consolation ladder is the Maryland Marksman facing off against the Puppy Collector. So Mark is really in the race still for two mugs this year. And I wish him all the best. He already has a B-Team mug, and I would like to have a B-Team mug. So I'm going to beat the socks off of Peaceful People, I guess, and it's my next step.
You and I are going to be playing against each other for fantasy football next week.
Okay, Mom, that's fine.
And I just hope that you have time to put a lot of thought and effort into your lineup, because I am learning how to do that.
I'll see you next week. And then I'll probably see those marksmen in the B-Team Championship.
Hell yeah, baby!
I want to be sipping on that that coffee mug, you know, the rim of the coffee mug, and then the coffee itself, also sipping it. So I'm coming after you, Mark. The Marks woman is what I would call you. It's also what Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn would call you.
A serious Marks woman. Like a
do
gunner.
Do you say Marks woman? I've never said that before.
Yeah, you could say Mark's woman, especially if you're talking about Mark Vogt. So I wouldn't worry about it, Joe.
Marksman or Mark Swain?
I was
going to
say Marksman. Mark Swain?
Mark Swain, like a...
Look at her. Bro.
Oh, damn, boy.
That's a beautiful and terrifying woman.
My God, I'd let her shoot me. I would, brother. I would freaking let her shoot me as long as she did CPR after. I'd freaking.
Oh, guys, stop. In all honesty, that is a dude. That's Mark Vogt. Okay, so knock it off. All right, that's my cousin. Well, before I forget, I did do medals this year. There's not going to be a medal being sent out, but I will mention, if you win one of the mugs, I'll mention the medals that you got. Medals this year are a little bit different. I did most points, medals, for sure. I've got those right in front of me here. And I also did highest player, so MVP. The team that had the highest scoring player per week, you also get a medal for that. Of course, I did the highest of the highest most points medals, so which week was the highest and which team. And I did the highest of the highest MVP in addition to the best season record. So you got three additional opportunities per league with those extra medals in addition to two medals per week, the opportunity. So standard league, medals, the medals race is hot, on fire, I would call it. And you've got Fire Dogs right up there at the top with six medals. Hfield Buccaneers with six medals right behind him. Puppy Collector with five medals. And the Shark Packers with five medals. Everybody else has between three, two, and one, and no medals in there. So I won't mention them. But Fire Dogs, Hfield Buccaneers, Puppy Collector, and Shark Packers, you're still in the race for the next 2 weeks in the Standard League to get a total of a few extra additional medals there that you could put you in the top spot and declare you the medals winner. Becca Buccaneers got the best season record in the Standard League. Congratulations, Becca. You get an extra medal for that at 11-3. Joey also had an 11-3, but Becca beat him in the tiebreaker head-to-head, where she beat Joey 144.4 to 134.96 in week 7. Marilyn Marksman got an extra MVP medal at 52.2 points in week 5 from Jamar Chase, wide receiver for the Bengals. Highest MVP that we saw all year, over 50 points. Fire Dogs, of course, had the highest of the high, most points at 173.08 in week 13. 2 weeks left to go. Let's see who pulls it out in the end. Moving over to the Premier League, the medals are right up at the top. The Red Legs are leading the way at six medals. Face Melters at five medals. Team Hall at four medals. Vienna Vipers, my new team name in the Premier League, at four medals. And Rocky Mountain Mama, yeah, at four medals. I had gotten the highest of the highest of the high, even though my terrible season in the Premier League, of MVP. C.J. Stroud, the rookie, second draft pick in the NFL. QB rookie C.J. Stroud at 101 points. Highest of the high, most points, was Rocky Mountain Mama at 329.9 points in week 10. Season winner, best record was also Rocky Mountain Mama at 11-2. I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I will be doing another podcast next week or the week after, or, you know, sometime in there. And how about those Chiefs, huh? They're doing okay. Kadarius Toney is dropping stuff. Mahomes is not doing a whole lot of cool stuff. Kelsey is getting older. Pacheco's tearing it up, but then cussing at people and punching them in the face and then getting shoulder surgery that sounds like he could have put off until after the season, but he got it now, quote unquote, to remove some of the floaters in there, which sounds disgusting. You got, all the receivers that just are below average grade. And you got Noah Gray in there, you know, tight end number two, who's been the most solid performer aside from Rashi Rice. So I don't know what's going to happen with these guys. And you got the defense showing up every week, tearing it up every week. George Karlaftis, right behind Chris Jones, making almost as many sacks as Chris Jones, sharing sacks with Chris Jones. Oh, whoa, I said sacks. Be careful. Derek Naughty. Number 91, also making some sacks. Big boy. Has trouble keeping his belly in his T-shirt, but that's part of being a defensive lineman sometimes. He's catching balls sometimes as well, Derek Naughty, accidentally. He's being a naughty boy. not allowed to catch balls when you're a lineman, but he throws them right back, and he knows what to do. Mike Dana, in the last 4 or 5 weeks, showing up with some sacks as well. So right across the defensive line, there's just sack, 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 sack. If anything, these guys are propelling the Chiefs into hopefully what will be the another consecutive AFC championship, at least to participate in one. In the Mahomes era, this would be very sad if they didn't make it to the AFC championship. It would be the first time in the Mahomes era for that to happen. But you also got the fast guys. You got Willie Gay, you got Tranquil, you got Shamari Connor, even the backups of the backups sometimes coming in. Reed, McDuffie, Snead, all the safeties and cornerbacks up in that backfield, just sharing the tasks, spreading it out, which is what we saw with the Chiefs last year on the offense side. And now you just see a Mahomes with no weapons. So I hope they get it together. I would like to see them in another Super Bowl, even if they don't win. But let's see how it goes. I just saw yesterday that Chiefs signed another receiver and some kind of no-name tight end as well. I was excited that they might have found a quick little solution here, but I looked up the receiver stats, and if you just look in the past 2 years, he's been signed and unsigned from 5, 6, or maybe even 7 teams. And a lot of those unsigns happen within about a week. So I don't know what they're thinking here. I know the offensive coordinator, Matt Nagy, used to know this kid from the Chicago Bears when he was there. So maybe he sees something that all the other teams don't. Maybe he sees something that we don't. But given that he's the coach of the receivers, he's not pushing them very much. I saw a meme about Kadarius Toney's ice cream cone, and you guessed it. It was upside down on the pavement. Pink ice cream cone, strawberry ice cream cone, and it said, "This is Kadarius Toney's ice cream cone." So, it's not looking good, but let's see. The other teams on the AFC side that are at the top of their division have a pretty tough schedule. And it's going to be some pretty good games going into next week. I don't know. There is a good chance that the Chiefs are going to get that number one seed, and with that, the bye week. So they'll at least get the number two seed, I would think. And then you're facing off against the underdog. And then, I don't know, guys. I think it's too early to tell. But we too deep. At this point, we too deep. We ain't never going to back down from nobody. I don't care who it is. This is a brotherhood. And if we stand strong together, we cannot be denied. If one of us goes down, we have another and another and another that's ready to fight. So let's hit this field and bang them. Somebody light me up.
Hey, fellas, we ain't going to ever back down from nobody. I don't care who it is, this is a brotherhood, and if we stand strong together, we can't be denied. If one of us go down, we have another, and another, and another that's ready to fight. So let's hit this field and bang them, bang them, bang them. Somebody light me up.
Everybody yelling, we too deep. real, yeah, we deep. Don't try me, boy. I be with my squad. Catching bodies, boy. Yo, we too deep. Talking crazy, that'll get your mind. Coming down a hill, yeah, we real, and we getting turned. Shut them down.
Turn up.
Turn this valley to a body sound. Everybody going nuts. Yeah, we hitting hard and they're showing up. Offense and boys, they going crazy. And the defense turning up.
300.
Now we just ain't got no chill. You know we for real. We turn up when we hit the field. Everybody with us is real. And they going crazy like soon as we run down the hill. That's all you gonna hear when we knocking you out. You thought you was real, but that's not what you about. Everybody yelling,
drop the beat and go crazy.